is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. Thank you for joining us. As always, we broadcast weekdays from 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. That's Studio B on republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. And we focus on the most important topic on the planet. Repeat, we focus on the most important topic on the planet. The police state is not the most important topic. The topic of false flags and the growth of tyranny is not the most important topic. The most important topic is monetary reform. And not in the monetary reform that is dependent upon a corrupt election to make change, where we're going to supposedly end the Fed, whereby we could still be in debt as we were prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve. And since we were in debt prior to the Fed, we were not sovereign even then. So effectively, end the Fed is a Hegelian debate, because the people were not sovereign prior to the Federal Reserve. So what we have to focus on is, how do we become sovereign, self-sufficient, independent? That is the most important issue, and that will the only way that will occur is when the people create their own money. And not in a top-down system such as a Lincoln Greenback system, which is still dependent upon a vote. We can create this evolution locally. We can create our own money. We don't have to wait for a vote. That's what's so powerful about this. Not only that, it's that it will be controlled and denominated in a commodity that the people control themselves. That commodity is their own time. So we're thankful that people are recognizing this powerful solution toward emancipation. This is the solution that will offer hope to the people. Let this idea float in your mind. Consider it. Focus on it. And as with all things, our mind will move in the direction of our most dominant thoughts. And if our most dominant thought is how we emancipate ourselves by using local, organic, time-denominated currencies, if that becomes your dominant thought, victory is near. And that's what this entire broadcast is dedicated to. We have a specific plan for victory. We are not running around like Chicken Littles, worried about what the parasites are going to do. The dog should not worry about what the flea is going to do to it. The dog has the energy to create abundance for itself. We are the dog. We have the power to create a beautiful future for ourselves. Let's not worry about what the parasites are doing. Let's create systems that make the parasites irrelevant. That is the message. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. Shaking hands.
The Bible. recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsters. Those are devils from the Wall Street Banksters.
Wall Street Banksters indeed. And the topic for this hour is basically why a national vote will not change anything. In fact, it's part of the control system in the exact same way that I often talk about gold and silver and oil. Everybody recognizes that oil is not something that's being used right now to emancipate us. Right, petroleum is not a tool for the people to emancipate themselves. It's a tool that the elite use to control us. I don't think anybody would argue with that. And that's effectively why hemp was made illegal, or marijuana. Because if you're to see the newsreel from World War II called Hemp for Victory, you would see in it that the government, during this time of emergency, they were promoting farmers to grow hemp because there was concerns that we wouldn't have sufficient amount of petroleum to make all of the different things that we need to in order to keep the war going. in order to have a war on two fronts in the Pacific and one in Europe. So there's things that they do in periods of, you know, conflict, of wars that they engineer, in fact. The 1943 penny is an example of that, because typically copper is used in pennies, and for 1 year they made it out of tin. So by controlling these resources, they're tools of controlling the people. And the vote or elections, are that's actually a tool. It's the illusion of choice. They realized a long time ago that, you know, if you put chains on everybody and you made it very obvious that people were slaves, that they weren't going to be very productive. They are going to be resentful. They are going to revolt. And when they revolt, they're going to come after the elite. So that has played out throughout history, slave revolts and the like. And the basically the, you know, a small group of people dominating the many people. Well, that is the history of humanity. So when you put it in the long view of history, it makes it very understandable. But when you just goes, hey, the vote is corrupt, you know, they'll just be labeling you as a conspiracy theorist or something along those lines. And people, they don't like hearing that, because what are they going to do about it? It's going to require a whole lot of work on their part. And it's a whole lot easier for us just to go home to our TVs and flick on the tube and turn our brains off. When we're just being able to subsist life to begin with. So having that vote, we continually are being allowed a lesser of two evils. And, you know, they just set up Hegelian dialects. Do you want Coke or Pepsi, Lowe's or Home Depot, Walmart or Target, Democrats or Republicans, progressives or conservatives, Tea Party or Occupy? Because even within the Tea Party and Occupy at the very top, they're not specifically identifying what the root cause of our enslavement is. If you're to go to the Tea Party, they would say the root cause of our enslavement for most of them would be socialism or big government. So that is incorrect. That's a misappropriation of guilt, because if you blame it on socialism, ultimately the private users are the ones that created and financed socialism. It's just another type of slavery. It's another type of tyranny. So the overarching financing source for all of these various forms of tyranny is private usury. So if you specifically identify that, and what it really does is it gives you great clarity. When you know the underlying source of all of the corruption, it makes it real easy to decompose the phony arguments to support some other phony solution. So, you know, just as an example, I mean, you can name your solution. Let's say you're an occupier, right? And you've been brought into the idea that capitalism is the problem and that corporations are the problem. Well, we can eliminate all of the corporations, and we could eliminate capitalism, so we'd have leftover, I guess, would be socialism or communism. Well, the parasitic user can finance that, and they still would be in charge. We would still be laboring under the yoke of private usury. So you name the particular solution. Here's a good one. Let's go with the Zeitgeist thing. They basically blame all money as being the problem. We need to eliminate all money and have a resource-based economy. Right? So that's they're pointing out the problem, you know, incorrectly, obviously. They're blaming the technology of money. That's what the problem is. We need to eliminate money and replace it. So you're eliminating money and you're replacing it with a resource-based economy. Well, who controls the resources? Do the people control the resource? Let's just name petroleum, for instance. Do the poor people control petroleum? No. Do the poor people control uranium? No. Do the poor people control gold or silver or you name the commodity, even water anymore? Water is being privatized as well. So the people do not control these things. So once you know the truth is that private usury, just like many of the prophets indicated, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, etc., etc., pointed out that usury, interest-based money creation and lending will confiscate all of the wealth of the people over time. And if we allow those same entities to control any society, whether it's fascism, communism, capitalism, or whatever, I'm trying to think of Venusism, where they have a resource-based economy. I don't even know what that's called. But a resource-based economy, that's all about being a zeitgeistism. Is that the name of the ism that applies there? They would still be in power, and that's how you know that is a loyal opposition solution. So in what we want is for the people to be self-governing, so that the people have their own energy and no third entity is harnessing their energy in order to control them. That is our goal, is the elimination of institutionalized parasitism, particularly through the monetary system. So once we are correct in identifying the root cause, the love of money is the root cause. Not money. Money itself is just technology to make barter easier. Technology, all technologies can be used for good or evil. That's an extremely important thing to understand. The technology of paper and digital money isn't the problem. That technology is currently being misused because the issuer is fraudulent. It goes back to that same idea. Guns don't kill people. Guns are just technology. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. So concurrently, paper and digital money doesn't counterfeit. It doesn't misissue itself. That technology is perfectly sound. So we're trying to basically dissolve all of the phony arguments that, oh, the problem is the two-party political system, right? Because some people right now are going to say, okay, Ron Paul is effectively thrown in the towel. He is refusing to run as a third-party candidate. We need to seek a third-party election for either Gary Johnson, if you're a libertarian, or alternatively, if you're in the Green Party, that you should vote for, I believe it's Jill Stein. And I think Roseanne Barr maybe is on that ticket as a vice president. I'm not positive of that. It's a phony solution. It's at its core, it's the idea that the politicians are in charge. So by changing the vestigial head of the bankrupt U.S. corporation, that then we will have the people be sovereign through their elected representatives. It's all a big puppet show. It's all theater. Mammon is the sovereign. And that is evidenced by the 1933 gold repossession by FDR. The gold was turned over to the Federal Reserve. Further evidence of that is the quote that we have with Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan is continuously saying, the government has no ability to override actions that we take. Therefore, if Gary Johnson and, if his Secretary of Treasury was Ron Paul, they would have no ability to override actions that the Fed took. So we need bigger thinking. We'll be right back.
circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running deep.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yes, our role here is to make a better and more sustainable and abundant future for one another so that we are focused on the intention to offer peace of mind to our brothers and sisters. By offering peace of mind, we can all get what we want, and we don't need to have the force of socialism or the monopoly of this monopoly form of capitalism that we're using. Ultimately, the private users finance capitalism, socialism, almost all of the isms. The more divided we are, the more weak we become. And as long as we're following their phony solutions, following their Judas goats, because the Judas goats lead us to slaughter. We invest our time and intention into their solutions, and it's just you can pick your particular cause. Like 3-4 years ago, the Glenn Beck 912 thing was really popular, and the initial phases, the private user finance Tea Party, they rightly, the people, were outraged about bank bailouts. That was uniform between the left and the right. The people were in agreement that they were frustrated that these things were going on despite their so-called representatives, giving lip service to their protests. Ultimately, the point is that the bankers got paid. Well, why do the bankers always get paid? Because they are the sovereigns. They're the ones really making the decisions. They're always going to get the gold. The bankers got the gold in 1933. FDR turned it over to them. And think of how many people on the left are sycophants for FDR being the solution. That FDR was this great hero to the people. Well, basically, FDR, he turned all of the people's private property over to the Federal Reserve. All private property was eliminated. And he's a hero to the people. By someone giving all of your money in a secret bankruptcy, taking your children effectively at birth through the birth certificate process, creating everybody as born as a fictitious entity, U.S. corporation, that we have no natural rights. That's a hero to the people. And I'm not saying, any of them are. I'm just Reagan, the same thing. Reagan was a puppet for the bankers as well. He's an actor. They're all actors. They're playing a role for the intermediary between us and our real sovereigns, the bankers, to give us the illusion. If the people ask for it and it helps the bankers, they'll finance another project with debt and interest if the people want to be saved from whatever. It's something. It's all problem, reaction, solution. Finance the problem. The people will beg for the solution, and they'll be glad to finance it, and they'll have some New World Order pitchman give us their poisonous solution that further enslaves us in tyranny. It just goes over and over and over again. Engineered crisis where they offer the solution. And one of those engineered crises is, it's going back to even the Lincoln Continental. I'm sorry, the Continental during the Revolutionary War era, the war for independence. We were trying to become independent from the Bank of England. Independence, local currencies, not the international gold standard. Now, the private users at the time, they were using gold and silver. That's why they're coming to the New World, is to get more gold and silver so that they can use that as their control commodity in the exact same way that we kind of go around the world trying to take over all the countries that have oil. Because these control commodities allow an elite few to dominate the people. And then they lend it to the people at interest as part of their monetary system. And, once the people are borrowing their money, by definition, they are no longer sovereign. Borrower is slave to the lender. So we're trying to demonstrate all of these Hegelian dialects. The reason why the United States went to gold is because the private users, as usual, whenever the people are creating an independent currency for themselves, the private users, in this particular form, it was the Bank of England and their henchmen minions in Boston Harbor, were counterfeiting the Continental so as to debauch the currency so that the people would no longer trust their own leaders because they did not trust the currency. They debauched the currency. There's a quote by Lenin that says, there's no quicker way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. So that's exactly what the Bank of England was doing to the barter script, usury-free barter script called the Continental. We'll be right back. Which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universe...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without a reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
Indigenous wisdom, indigenous wisdom, yeah, reflections in the light.
And I'm glad to be a part of your tribe and see the brilliance of your heart and your mind.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing left to do but come correct. You know what I mean? It's like you can only go crooked for so long before eventually you're gonna come full circle back. Yeah, so we getting our warriors, our love soldiers, and whoever really damn. It's a revolutionary stand when we get the people to chant. You get your people to chant.
Love, peace, revolution. Love, peace, revolution. That is our mantra. We intend to create a love revolution where we have abundance, which has not been experienced in human history. This is the intention of a complete evolution of humanity, whereby the people are able to operate businesses designed around their own unique abilities. How would they have their own business, you say? Well, it's from there, it's just all marketing. You know, regardless of what your particular unique ability is, there's somebody who has a use for it. Right now, for what we're doing with these hour systems, we're looking for people who can do video editing, use their creative skills to help bring this message to the people. The more the people can recognize what the destination looks like, what does abundance look like? What does it look like where your children go to school and learn about what makes them unique and awesome, rather than focusing on their imperfections. That we do that for ourselves as well, where your friends and neighbors actually support you as you support them, that we all try to learn, and because sometimes we don't see our own genius. It needs to be reflected back to us through the eyes of other souls. And other souls can articulate it to us so that we can know what we do naturally really well. And when you are employed in something that you do naturally really well, it's like you don't have to work anymore. Because what you know, some people are really good accountants and they like really focusing on numbers and being very detail oriented. That is like a little piece of hell for me. I don't like doing that. I can do that. I can focus and bore down into that kind of thing, but it's not what I like. I don't like doing accounting and that sort of stuff. I don't like it. Alternatively, there's other people it's completely natural to. And what I would say with like my own unique abilities, it's just being gets down to what this whole entire broadcast is about, is that to have the vision of a different future, being a visionary, and then not just being that idea of being we can have abundance and love and it's nice, and you know what I mean, that's just too intangible. You can't really touch it. What I'm talking about is transcending this idea of abundance and a love revolution and make it tangible, where you can actually develop a specific plan to create it, where it's just not some, you know, pie in the sky kind of thing, but you have a step-by-step actionable plan. Do this first. You want to be free? I mean, literally, that's what people, you know, they go onto my Facebook and like, well, how do I do this? Step one. Make a logo. If you can't do it yourself, go on Facebook, onto Craigslist and recruit somebody who does have that unique ability, that they do have, you know, they have a computer and the software and the inclination and skills to create a logo. Doesn't have to be perfect. You can fix it later. Step one. Step two. Write that Craigslist ad and develop a team of other like-minded individuals who have the same intention, that they want to create change, and they understand that by correcting a corrupt monetary system, we can build self-sufficiency. That they recognize that self-sufficiency is extremely important for any society to be free. From there, you just offer credits to whatever skills and necessities that you need for the group. Some of the skills would include developing a web presence for all of the businesses that join your barter network, developing a marketing video for those same businesses, putting up a Facebook fan page for each of those businesses, help them market. All of this is marketing. Marketing the idea of the currency, marketing those individual businesses that join the barter network, all of it is just marketing of an idea. And do not focus on individuals. If there's somebody in your group that as you move forward, they become obstructionist, that they are not pursuing the goals or the values of the group with alacrity, there should be a time schedule for this. Urgent. People are dying. People are in fear and scarcity, living under harsh physical and economic circumstances, and it's completely unnecessary. And because we have great wisdom, it's our job to educate others to the validity of this solution. This isn't just my opinion that this is a great solution. This is being implemented. You can go spend money in these currency systems. Now we have two of them, Clearwater Hours and Mountain Hours. There's others as well that are hours denominated, such as Ithaca hours and River hours and Madison hours. We have to have conversations with them. Hey, we want to support your system. Please develop a reciprocity agreement. Right? Reciprocity. They have that, for instance, for medical marijuana licensing. That if you have a license in some states, many states will allow you to purchase it in that state as well, because they have reciprocity agreements. And, you know, just consecutive, we're in Colorado that has a license. South of us is New Mexico. They allow for medical marijuana licensing. Then in Montana, the same thing. California, you know, many other states. But not every state allows for reciprocity. And there's pros to cons to doing that. We understand that the benefits outweigh the challenges. The challenge is to make sure that the systems are all honest and that they're not overproducing the local currency with respect to the value being created. You have to produce something of value. The currency then measures that value that was created. The amount of value is unlimited. This is abundant money. And it will remain honest in its issuance as long as the currency reflects the additional value being created. And, you know, nobody, no outsider can really determine what the value is for that community. Maybe, you know, the community could fund a cultural event. And so with respect, you know, there's a saying that goes, one person's treasure is another person's trash, or something to that effect. So one community could value something very highly, and it's worth creating new currency for. That's an extremely important concept to understand, because that comes down to individual cultures. And some cultures don't, like, they didn't recognize that gold and silver had value. They didn't think anything of it because they just saw it on the ground. They viewed it as any other rock. And so even gold and silver only has a value because the people believe that it does, in the same way they believe that Federal Reserve notes have a value. Gold and silver is not necessary to sustain life. So how valuable really is it? Time is. You need to have time. You need to have water and air and shelter. Those are necessary to sustain life. So in our barter networks, those are the things that we should elevate on the most high and reward those businesses that are involved in that, maybe a little higher. Maybe there should be bonuses for businesses that are landlords, for instance. Because on one hand, their hand is tied behind their back with respect to the mortgage is often, you know, the full value when things are really, where money is really scarce. It's hard to get a profit at a level higher than what your mortgage is. You're sitting in a property whose value has been cut dramatically, often in half or in thirds, and now you're trying to get rent for it, and the people don't have any money, so it's depreciating the value of the home, depreciating the value of the rent that can be recovered from that. But in the meantime, families do need shelter. And if you take the local currency, if the mortgage is $1,000 a month and the rent, the most you can get for rent in that society is $1,000, there's really no way that you can accept the local currency for your payments. Now, if there was a spread in there that the rents would be higher, say, for instance, $1,200, the profit, the net between the two, the $200, that could be paid in the form of the local currency. So these are just steps whereby we're acknowledging that different businesses have different requirements for the amount of Federal Reserve notes that they need in order to be viable. Gas businesses are the same way. They have a very high portion of their wholesale cost, which is in the form of Federal Reserve notes. And that is a methodology of control. That's not by accident. The petrodollar is not by accident. That's a means by which that you control a petroleum-based society. Well, if you have a petroleum-based society where it's completely controlled because you're controlling the flow of all of the, everything that dominates that society, everything that they need to create new products. Well, what if you had a hemp-based society that you made all of those products rather than with plastic, you made it your paper from hemp, your plastics from hemp, your body panels for cars from hemp, you fueled your vehicles from hemp. You have a hemp-based society. And another way to view it is if we had solar panels through electrolysis for free in a sustainable manner, we can convert that photovoltaic energy and create hydrogen. And then hydrogen has a high energy content, so that could be utilized in cars in internal combustion engines. So there's a real strong case to be made that it would be much easier to convert our fleet of cars over in a particular society rather than converting over to electric, which requires batteries, and it's very those batteries have heavy metals in them that are damaging to the environment. It might be far more cost effective to retain our internal combustion engines and actually use hydrogen instead. And then the exhaust is just water vapor. So all of these solutions, once you have money to fund them, we credit, we value, in a society, right? We value energy independence and self-sustaining energy systems that we can create locally. We don't have to send our military to the Middle East to go get killed and maimed, that we have to set up this elaborate Veterans Administration where they further feed our family members. This is happening right now, so I hope you can feel my pain. Where these places of healing actually destroy us even further, as evidenced by administering chemotherapy to my 82-year-old mother, where now all of her hair is out. All of this over engineered wars for natural resources, that we can have these resources locally and help make us self-sufficient, which is a much better solution. That these natural resources are organic, literally so organic that we have them on our own roofs, not in a centralized T. Boone Pickens, big solar project where everything's out in the middle of a desert, and then a group of elite can still control the flow of that energy to us. So when you really understand the underlying problem with everything, it makes it real simple to decompose those arguments. We need local solutions, and the most powerful power on the planet is mammon, or the monetary power. That power needs to be distributed locally down to the people. That solution does not rely upon another election. The politicians are not in charge. Mammon's in charge. The United States is a corporation. That's an extremely important fact to understand. The United States is a corporation that's been bankrupted. When any entity is in bankruptcy, the creditor makes the decisions. And the creditor is acknowledged in the 33 bankruptcy because that's where the people's private property in the form of gold went. So once you understand this, we won't give our power away to somebody that never fixes the problems. We keep going back to this idol worship where we have the next phony political savior. And then after that one sells out, rather than saying, doing the same thing that got us into this problem in the first place is a form of insanity. We have to recognize that's exactly what it is. Rather than turning and giving away our power to the next phony political candidate, we have to get to the root cause. The root cause is the monetary system, and we'll be right back.
Bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yeah. Yo, 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 for the new emperor. Yo, yo, oh, they said he was a righteous man. So the people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws they never will see. Except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
That was the Wandering Monks. actually the Freedom Movement collaborative song, and they're going to be performing. I believe there's an event. Yeah, there's an event on October the 3rd in Denver area. On that date, they're going to have the first debate, the big puppet show between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, where they'll have a debate on the campus in Denver. And there's going to be a concert, which, you know, the monks are going to be performing, basically exposing the phony fraud of the whole election process. And that's the basis for this entire hour, is to just expose. Just, it's a non-solution. You're picking the lesser of two evils. And by the way, even if your candidate was the exact perfect, he got everything right, it was whatever, the politicians aren't in charge. It's just no different than, I don't know, I'm trying to think, if McDonald's Corporation, if the McDonald's Corporation went bankrupt, all of its assets were pledged to the creditor and being administered in a bankruptcy, from there, they would be, the people would have lost their sovereignty. So changing the vestigial head of McDonald's Corporation, the head of McDonald's, the president of corporation McDonald's, he doesn't make the decisions anymore. They're in bankruptcy. The creditor is making the decisions. So it's extremely important to understand this, because we waste energy when we pursue this political process, engaging just the idea of, you know, this guy versus that guy, and it's just a waste. And it basically gets us in a divisive and adversarial relationship with other debt slaves. Whereas if the debt slaves all focused on changing the monetary system, they would then emancipate themselves. So this is hugely important to understand, is that we have to focus and get past the theater. The theater is there in order. It looks very, you know, all of the imagery and all of the TV and all of the pundits talking about the big puppet show, it's very convincing. The actors or players themselves are very convincing. But just view it as another reality show. It's just another big political reality show, just like you have all these other reality shows. They're there to pitch the products and ideas of the of mammon, of the private usurers. So once we're on to the game, everything, all of their deceptions and illusions and phony authority, all of those things just fall by the wayside. Our mind becomes emancipated. And once it's emancipated, they can't easily put you back in the box. So that is the real lesson of
don't give a damn,
of the Enlightenment.
Don't tell me what to do. I am the man.
If we'll be right back.
God up there, something above. God, shine your light down here. Shine on the love, love of the loveless.